Hi there. The word for you today is on Christ-likeness. In Romans 8:17, Paul writes, "We share in his sufferings, that we may also share in his glory." God's number one goal for you isn't comfort, it's Christ-likeness. And to reach it, you'll have to undergo some of the same experiences that Jesus went through, like being misunderstood by your family, ridiculed by church folks, rejected by the world, and disappointed by the people who say they love you. The Bible says we've all been called to, quote, share in his sufferings, that we may also share in his glory. So how do we do this? In three ways. Here they are. Number one, stay focused on God's plan, not your pain. The Bible says, let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Corrie Ten Boom once said, if you look within, you'll feel depressed. If you look without, you'll feel distressed. But if you look to Christ, you'll be at rest. Number two, don't give in to short-term thinking. Look what the Bible says about Jesus in Hebrews 12, verse 2, because of the joy that awaited him, he endured the cross. So keep your eye on the end game. You don't get the trophy until the race is over. So make up your mind to stay the course and finish strong. And number three, start praying the right way. When you understand that God's objective is to make you more Christ-like, you'll start praying fewer comfort me prayers and more conform me to Christ ones. Instead of asking, why me, Lord, you'll ask, what do you want me to learn here, Lord? James chapter 1, verse 4, we read, let the process go on until you have become men and women of mature character. And that is how you become more Christ-like.